Mariah Carey there and Dream Lover. You're on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Joining me in the studio, welcome Andrea, midwife. It's nice to have you in.
Thanks, it's nice to be back.
Sorry, Andrea. We'll try that one. How's that?
That's better.
I can hear you properly now. Thanks for coming in. It's good to talk to you once again for the final time this year.
Yeah, it's gone fast.
It has flown by. And we're going to be talking today about childcare transition. Very interesting topic. Please tell us more.
Yeah, well, look, I think this is a topic that mums do get quite anxious about when their little one has to transition into childcare, and it's not necessarily daycare. Might be family daycare, might be a nanny, might even be a grandparent that's going to be looking after their little one if they have to return to paid work. So it is quite an anxiety-provoking time. So I thought I'd share a few tips on how to support that transition for your little one.
What sort of age roughly does it, can it change the ages? I mean, whether it could be, you know, 6 months, 12 months or even two, right?
Yeah, well, that's it. Depending on, you know, family situations, depends on the age. And that certainly, like the little one's stage of development can impact things a little bit as well, which I'll chat about today. So, you know, it's just, yeah, it's just looking at the whole picture and how can we support them as best as we can.
Is it even challenging getting to that decision, do you think, Andrea? Even making that decision of saying, okay, we will need to look at childcare or in whatever that looks like, 1 day, 2 days or whatever. It could be 5 days a week for some people.
Yeah, I imagine it is quite stressful for a lot of families having to make that decision if circumstances have changed particularly. Whereas other mums, you know, they may be in a job. I know a lot of government jobs, for example, will have, you know, a set period of maternity leave, and they kind of know in advance this is how long they're expecting to have off work, and they can prepare a bit in advance. Whereas other families might find themselves, unfortunately, in a position where something has to change and that change is a sudden one. So I guess that's the first thing I would definitely start with is, you know, we can share all of these tips and that sort of thing, but you know, we can't always control the circumstances, and we can only do our best when we're trying to plan these transitions.
More challenging for child or more challenging for parent? Or a bit of both?
Both, definitely both.
Yeah.
Look, we're actually really created to be close to our little ones. And so it is a difficult transition for parents and for little ones. But we can support them through it. I guess the biggest thing I get asked is how to manage feeding and sleep, particularly, you know, little ones under one, for example. How am I going to manage that, the feeds and the sleep, especially if something needs to change? For example, if my baby naps on me, how are they going to suddenly manage to nap in a cot in a daycare? And so my main answer to that is actually it's the emotional transition that's the most important for your child, because if your child feels safe and if they feel calm with a different caregiver, they're much more likely to accept a different way of doing things and how that caregiver is going to do things. It will be different to how you do it.
Of course. Andrea, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. 98.5 weekdays with Mike, and midwife Andrea is with me. We've been chatting about childcare transition. The lines are open. Give us a call, 9313 0985. If you do, you're in the draw to pick up a $100 fuel card. It is that easy. Maybe a comment, maybe share some tips as well, or you might have a question for Andrea. You've got literally loads of tips you're going to share, aren't you, Andrea? To actually help with the transition.
Yeah, I do have quite a few. So I guess firstly, I also wanted to just mention that it's quite normal that children want to initially, you know, young children especially, seek comfort from a small number of caregivers. You know, we call it attachment, certainly a primary caregiver, but that's a protective mechanism that babies and young children have. They need to have a deep trusting relationship with their caregiver. And so the focus needs to be on building that relationship when you're transitioning to care. And like I said, transitions are difficult for everyone. We're created to be close and it can be stressful, but we can ease them. I guess the first factor would be to consider your child's stage of development. And not everyone has the luxury of time. Like I said, sometimes it's unfortunately just, you know, it's a bit of a sudden thing and you've got to get them into care. But if we do have the luxury of time, we just need to be a bit mindful that separation anxiety really peaks around 7 to 10 months for babies. This is when they really do have that preference for their primary caregiver, and even other family members might get a bit of the cold shoulder at that time. And then it peaks again at around 18 to 24 months. So in between that 10 to 18 months is when they're usually off exploring the world and right. they're quite distractible. But once they've kind of done with that little stage and they realize, actually, the world can be a bit scary. I'm out exploring and I'd like to come back to my caregiver, that 18 to 24 months, it can peak again. Right. So if you can avoid starting childcare in those little time frames, it may be easier for you.
That's interesting.
So yeah, that's my first point.
Okay.
The next point would really be about prepping your child ahead of time. And I know sometimes people fear that if they talk about something ahead of time, they're going to cause a lot of anxiety for their child. But that's not actually really true. Your child really does need to be prepared and have some knowledge of what's coming. And so really just if you can avoid other big changes during that transition period, so try not to, you know, start daycare and move house at the same time.
Well, I was just thinking that moving house would be the big one, right?
Yeah, yeah, that would disruptive. Be quite a lot of change, yeah, for a little one. Or say, even for example, like night weaning could be quite a big change for a little one. So you're trying to night wean them and then you're also trying to start them with a new caregiver. That's quite a lot for a little one to deal with. And also try not to avoid, like, change the way you respond or how available you are to get your little one used to you not having you there, because that's not really how it works. That's kind of just another change for them then, if all of a sudden you're not around much because you're trying to get them used to it. Instead, it would be better if you could just really focus on getting them trusting and used to the new caregiver instead. So don't withdraw yourself, just get them used to the new person.
Because that is a change before you've even got there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Exactly. Andrea, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up. You've got pages of tips, haven't you?
I do.
So, but wait, there's more. We'll take a break. We'll come back. On 98.5 at Midwife, Andrea is with me. We've been chatting about transition to childcare. Good morning, Amber. You've got a question or a comment this morning?
Yes, I do.
Fire away, Amber. What's your question?
So I did catch the end just before that last song about a baby's anxiety and that peaking again at about 18 months. My son is almost 16 months and I want to go back to study. But for the past probably about 6 months, I've had really like big issues with leaving him with anyone other than me or even leaving the room. And I'm just really worried about what to do when it is time to put him into daycare.
I think we can hear him in the background there, Amber. Is he on your lap?
Yes.
I thought so. Great question. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I think definitely a gradual transition would be great. If you could do a gradual transition and just really telling stories and talking to your little one about, you know, what's coming up and what to expect and just having a little bit of time at first and building it up. So it might just be half an hour with the new caregiver or daycare or whoever it is to start with. And then if they're happy for you just to do, you know, smaller chunks of time frequently leading up. In the 2 to 4 weeks before the transition, if you can really start to tell these stories around what's happening as well, that would be helpful. Yep. So, you know, mum's going to do some study now. We'll be driving in the car to whatever place. We're going to spend some time with such and such. And just really telling that story each day, telling the story and just, you know, little ones, they can actually understand more than they can speak for quite a while.
Okay.
And so your tone and your confidence is just as important as the story as well, because they'll pick up on that. So if you can be really confident and really happy and show that you trust this person, you know our friend Miss Lisa, she'll be taking care of you. It's her job to keep you safe, just like it's my job to keep you safe. I trust Miss Lisa. I'll see you when I come back, and just really establish that familiarity.
How's that, Amber? Yeah. There's some good advice for you this morning.
That is, will it harm if I try with his dad first before we do the transitioning to, or would that be too much for him? Because he won't even stay with his dad.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's necessarily too much for him. It's just that you really want to focus on the caregiver that you're actually going to be leaving him with for that particular transition. Yeah.
Mm. All right. That makes more sense. Sorry. All right. That's awesome. Thank you so
good
much.
Good on you.
For that.
Good on you, Amber. No problem. Really appreciate you calling in this morning. I think I can relate to that. I think my daughter was like that when she was little. She just wanted her mum.
Yeah, they go through those phases for sure.
Interesting though, isn't it? That would be a lot of mums could relate to that.
Yeah.
Even going back to study or going back to work, and I like the idea of that you do it gradually.
Yes.
Just slowly, depending on the circumstances. If you've got family looking after your child, that's probably a bit easier, isn't it?
Yeah, probably a bit easier with family. Yeah, you sort of have to work in more with the childcare centre or the,
Any more quick final tips before we finish up? Or how we go? You got a few more there, Andrea?
Yeah, I've got a couple more I can share. Yeah. I mean, really building some rituals in, which is going to be specific to each family. So something you do consistently before drop off, you know, like you might do something like your child has a little teddy and they practice dropping their teddy off at daycare before you actually go to daycare, and then when you pick them up they go and they pick up their teddy. So just little rituals. Children love rituals and routines like that. It does make them feel safe. So that kind of thing you can do. If you've got a younger baby, games like Peekaboo are very good.
Because, I love playing that.
Yeah, it really helps them with that whole concept of like you go away and you come back.
Peekaboo, so, yeah. Andrea, hello. I just did it, in case you're wondering. Andrea, we really appreciate you coming in today.
No worries.
And in fact, we thank you for the whole year you've been coming in as well, sharing your wisdom.
Enjoy
your Christmas. Merry Christmas from the team here at 98.5. And we look forward to catching up with you next year.
I'll see you next year.
Looking forward to having some great conversations. You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio this morning has been midwife Andrea.